Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got about 20 minutes to spend together. Yes, so use your time wisely, but do call 888-876-5593. You can continue to vote on your guilty pleasures. And that's right, the songs that you adore, but you'd just die if someone else knew it. Yeah, those are the ones. Yeah, no one will know it's you when you call in. And the top 10 will be played back on Christmas night. And Steve Bryant will join us then. We'll have fun ignoring the holiday entirely because that is the spirit of the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club. All right, so with that in mind, we kick it off tonight. I haven't heard from him in a while, and I can't wait to hear all the news. Pilot Dennis in downtown Los Angeles. Hey, Dennis, what are you doing?
Hello, Raleigh. Oh, gosh, I am so embarrassed it's been so long. You know, I have never been more busy in my life, and I would bore you to death with the list of cities and places I've been over the last 6-8 months since I haven't called. It pains me to say that, but a week in the Maldives, spent a lot of time in Venice, Italy. I've been in Sweden, Singapore, Hawaii, Guam, for heaven's sake.
Oh, God.
And, you know, but I'm having fun this week. I'm a roadie for the Manhattan Transfer for the last week of the very end of their 50th anniversary and final world tour. And their very last show is tomorrow night at the Disney Auditorium here in Los Angeles. And I've been on the crew for the last 3 days. And I did this once before, about 4 months ago. I did a week within a three-city tour with them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm nothing really important. I'm just a good friend, and I jump in and help. So I move people around and run errands, whatever Laurie, the show manager, wants me to do. But it, you know, I've been a fan of them for 40-some years, and tomorrow night is their last show.
Like and ever? And is this like the retirement tour?
Yes, this is it. And this isn't an Elton John tour, retirement, or a Kiss or somebody, you know, who's hung it up 4 times. I think they're done. They're done schlepping. And they'd love to sing. Janice told me, you know, we get paid to travel. And travel is tough, really tough now, with a big group like that and everything they have to travel with. But we sing for free, she says. And, boy, they sing their hearts out. Last night I was with them in San Diego.
Okay.
And the energy in these 60- and 70-year-olds is just amazing. It's just something to behold, and the harmony is still there. They are the world standard in vocal harmony, and they're taught in universities all over the country, all over the world, actually.
Oh, that's great.
And they're still very popular. So it's going to be sad to see them go, but it's good to be part of it here at the final end.
Is Janice Siegel the only original member?
No. The original members, of course, you know Tim Hauser passed away.
Yes, I do.
Janice and Alan Paul,
okay.
the male tenor. Cheryl Benteen has been, that's the redhead. She has been there since 1979 when Laura Massey had a near-fatal auto accident, and she joined. She started out life as a big band singer for her dad's group, but she was in the New Deal Rhythm Band. You remember them? And she left them, and she auditioned for Manhattan Transfer, and they picked her right up. And her voice, her voice addition to that quartet really helped launch them, because they had their big, big years after she joined.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were good before, but
yeah.
So that's what's going on.
Well,
there.
That's great. Now, you mentioned Disney Concert Hall. I assume that's somewhere in the L.A. Philharmonic Complex?
Yes,
okay.
It is. It's in fact, the website is L.A. Phil.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say.
Philharmonic.
So where are you staying?
At the Biltmore.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, I did a convention at the Biltmore once, and, you know, that those floors were numbered by sadists, because I had to, it's really true, I had to do a map of where all the hospitality suites were, and you would normally assume that, like, if you're on the 10th floor, that 1003, like, right below it would be 903, and right above it would be 1103. No, not in the Biltmore.
So, yes. Well, I was in even a funnier hotel in San Diego last night.
Where were you?
We were in the Hilton Torrey Pines.
Okay.
Nothing big.
No, that's right. Nothing about that. But what floated your boat somewhere else?
You know, normally when you leave a hotel lobby and you go to your room, you go in the elevator and you push the button to take you up. Well, there you go down.
Yeah.
The lobby's on the second to the highest floor.
Yeah.
Because it's on a slope, I guess.
Right.
So you go down.
Right.
So that had me confused for a while. And the first time I got into an elevator, sitting right next to the normal floor elevators, all it did was take me to the parking garage. And about half the other guests had the same problem.
Oh, jeez.
So, but I love the Biltmore, the architecture and the style and the frescoes and the ceilings and the gold inlays and the crystal chandeliers, and just the history of the place is pretty rich.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they really have gentrified downtown L.A. I used to live at 9th and Flower. And when I say that, people think, ooh la la. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. When I was there, it was the hood, period. And now I can't believe the prices around there. So I don't know what happened to all the people who were my neighbors then, but they can't be there now.
Well, I tell you, I drove, I brought some of the band members, and they're playing with a horn section. They have an all-girl horn section with them, and big band. It sounds wonderful, and it really backs up their voices and allows them to do numbers that they can't normally do with their normal traveling band. But anyway, I brought some of the band members up, and I went through part of L.A. that I just don't want you to see.
Where'd you go?
And well, we got off the 5 and went through an area. I'd have to get out a map to tell you, and we don't have time. But it's just solid camps and trash and tents, it's terrible. But you cross a demarcation line about 6 blocks before we get to the Biltmore, and it's very nice.
Yes,
it's very nice
and very pricey.
So, yeah, probably so. But they got the hotel room for, so I don't even know how much the hotel room is. But they're having an after party here in the Biltmore after the concert tomorrow night. It's an invitation only thing. It looks like a pretty swanky affair, and
good.
I'll be at that. But having it at the Biltmore is I guess appropriate.
Yeah.
Well, in the trip up from San Diego today, I drove by the KFI stick, which isn't what it used to be. You know, it's got a tortured history, being run into by airplanes and falling down and reconstruction and stuff.
Right.
But it's a lot shorter than it used to be. It's shorter than a quarter wave. They put that stupid top hat on it to make so they can tune it up. Yeah, it's got a top hat on it, it's shorter.
That was a 750-foot tower.
Yeah, it isn't anymore. It's not even close.
Really?
Now, what that does is fatten up the pattern, give it a high sky wave. And I've always wondered why. You know, I used to be able to pick it up in Denver quite easily,
I pick
it up in Mexico. I go to Cabo a lot, but it's hearable, but it's not the signal it used to be. And I think it's because it's short, and because the entire ground section is covered by cement and buildings.
Yes, it is cement. That's absolutely right. That little area is cement. Yes,
and it can't help. That can't help it. And speaking of that, did I see a construction permit for 720 in Las Vegas?
Well, that's an interesting thing. They're going to triplex it. And it'll be back. It won't be what it was in terms of power, but they're you know, the land was sold like everything else. That's the same story. But they are going to triplex it. And the engineer was
at a different location.
At one of the, you know, they got three stations there, obviously, and so they're combining them. And
is it going to be the same owner that goes back on 720?
It's Odyssey at this point in time. So yeah, they you can see the whole engineering plans. They're on the FCC database. You can go to, you know, LMS and see that. And the engineer for that was a gal in D.C. who came up with a pattern and seemed to do a good job. Now we're going to see how it turns out when it's actually operating.
Yeah. Wow. Different subject. Is Melody, your friend from Discount Gold and Silver, still in business?
Yes, absolutely. And
I need to call her.
Yeah, she's the only person I'll deal with when it comes to buying and selling gold, because she's honest as they come and she doesn't rape you. So you get the truth and you get good prices. And I don't know. You know, when I hear some of the ads that are on for gold and silver on various shows that I won't mention, I just
don't
shudder.
Tell me about it.
Right, right. And you have one of them where the guy's doing an endorsement spot. I hope to God it's just ignorance. Because I thought, my God, God will strike you down for lying. I think Melanie Cedarstrom, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, I think it is just the best.
Yeah. Oh, she doesn't advertise with you anymore, though.
No. You know, this wouldn't be the
she
right.
She doesn't need to.
Well, it's also not the right venue. You know, when she advertised, we were doing hardcore politics. In fact, she was the person who put me on shortwave. She foot the bill for that.
Oh,
that's how I wound up on shortwave. So I'm doing now, while it's a lot of fun, it's not, you know, not going to float her boat. But discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And it's a great site because it'll also give you the market prices at any moment and all that. And it's interesting to watch.
Okay. Well, one of the things I've been very busy in, and what's kept me, besides an incredible schedule, I was... In 2022, anyway, I was gone 238 days, and trying to run my ISP, my internet business, and I'm selling that, and that's one reason I was
really
thinking about her. Yes, now's the time to remember the radio station. It's roughly analogous to what happened after deregulation.
Okay.
There's a feeding frenzy going on for ISPs. People are beating each other up to get
really
footprint, and I've got a footprint. And it's time for me to.
Good,
you know,
for you.
I started this thing by accident to cover my little canyon community, and it just blew up because everybody wanted it. And now it's 80 miles long and about 15 miles wide with 86 towers.
Wow.
And it's a handful, and other people want it more than I want it. So it's time to let it go.
Well, hopefully they'll give the same service as you did, because your clients are very happy the way it is. So.
Well, you know, it surprised me when I've spent $100,000 in engineering teams to come in and do a real granular examination of what you have to do in order to sell it to, you know, investors. You know, we ran it like a ma and pa, and we gave service, but we have so much excess capacity that it just blew me away. I mean, the guys that did this said, you know, nobody else runs it like this. And I'm not going to take a lot of credit for it, because we did it by accident. We just kept putting in backhauls and putting in feeds and, you know, doing fiber pops all over the place and not really limiting anybody to, because we didn't have to.
Yeah.
But they've calculated it all out, and they can tell what every square yard on the footprint, what it gets, what it's capable of, and how much reserve. And it's a good product. So
good.
I'm happy, but I won't take credit for it. It was by accident.
Well, isn't that the best way? Absolutely, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Congratulations. Well, you talk to Melody. Give her my best. I think the world of her.
I will absolutely.
Yeah, she still has a link to my show on her site, which is very kind of her.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I looked briefly just to see if her name was somewhere there, and.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm on the eve of 14 years of calling your show in various iterations of it. So that's why I remember her and some of the other ones. So
that's great.
You played a bumper months ago now.
Uh-oh.
Telstar.
Yes, the Tornadoes.
Yes, and I've got a, how much time do we have?
Well, hang on a minute. Let me pay bills and okay. then I'll know. Don't go away. We'll stay right there and we'll do that, and I'll play a request from last night too, coming up on WGN Radio.
Sally called when she got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. A big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get. Our initials deep in the bark. Me and Alice.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. And that was a guilty pleasure from last night, and I promised I'd play it. I forgot who requested it. And normally, Carol, World's Greatest Show Prep, Ford does that for me. But apparently last night I didn't put all of the file up. So apologies to that. I'll find it. Yeah, I say with assurance that it's about as false as it gets, but I'll look for it anyway. That was on RAC, and if you're wondering what RAC stood for, nothing. Not as far as initials. But what it was Mickey Most had that label, and it was for RAC jobbing. And you know all about RAC jobbing, and if not, we'll review that in another show. But in the meantime, we're talking to Pilot Dennis, and he said, how long do I have? And it looks like, based on this, you have 5.5 minutes. Go for it.
Oh, okay, well... You know, I wouldn't be too guilty about that song. I asked you to play a bumper once a while back that I felt a little guilty about, and that was Hurricane Smith.
Oh, babe, what would you say? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I was a little guilty about that, but I love that song.
All right, well, we'll count that as your guilty pleasure.
Nah, no? I got some other ones.
Okay.
I'll have to think about that.
All right.
Because I didn't hear the question until tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Telstar. I always, that song predated me listening to radio, but I always loved the richness of that melody, the strength in that harmony, and when I was 19 years old, 18 years old, my parents were moving to a house way out in the country, and I didn't want to move, and I didn't want to leave, and because I was in town near all my friends, and I cleaned out my room, all the radio equipment out, beds, everything, dressers were all gone, and all that was left on my bedroom floor was a five-tube All-American that I had built by hand. And just as I was about to turn the radio off and take it out of the room, Telstar came on. And I sat there and listened to it and cried because I was leaving, and there was that great song. But I always wondered why it was distorted. And you told the story when you played it as a bumper.
Oh, yeah, I probably told you all about Joe Meek.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was... I was, and that he didn't get paid for it, probably, I don't think, or not very much. And, but I always wondered why, I always thought it was distorted. And I didn't know if that was part of the art, but you told me it wasn't. It was just him.
Right.
You've always got a backstory.
Yeah, well, Joe Meek is absolutely a case and a half. And, of course, surrounded by deaths. So, you know, when people die, it's usually a pretty good story.
Yeah, well... Tommy Edwards, you know, the beautiful stuff he put out, and then you give me this sad backstory.
Oh, he was such an alcoholic, and nobody wanted to work with him. He's not a nice drunk, and he was such a drunk, but he was so good. If he could have had that under control, he'd have gone far.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll give you a few moments to have somebody else come in, and we'll have to catch up another time, because
well,
I've got a thousand topics I've wanted to talk about, and maybe somebody else can come in and say hi, but... I'm feeling like I need a little bit of Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, maybe next week.
Oh, yes, absolutely. A little If You Don't Know Me By Now.
Yeah, love
okay.
that.
All right. You got it.
All right, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks.
Give John a hug for me. He sounded great. I'm so glad he's doing well.
Yeah, and call soon. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so 888-876-5593, 888-88-RALEIGH. Now, Monday night is another abbreviated show. It will just be like this, midnight 30 Central Time. So we'll have a half hour. We can review the trivia questions that are still out there, assuming I can find them. And other than that, whatever you want to talk about. But after that, all next week, it's full shows other than Monday night. So that's the schedule as far as that goes. And you can vote until, Christmas Eve, really. And then on Christmas night, we'll play back your top 10, your guilty pleasures, those songs you're just loath to admit that you love. Yeah, well, everybody's got them. And so I expect lots of votes since this is the poll you requested, and happy to do it. And we'll count them down with Steve Bryant. All right, so I've got a minute. And that minute belongs to James on the South Side. A hard-earned minute, too, with all those links. How's it going, James?
Fine. Okay, I'm glad you got a chance, old friend, to get a chance to talk to. I didn't mind.
Oh, good. Good.
Because, I mean, you always, you say, oh, he's on that list. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But so true, isn't it? Yes, I know. But Dennis seems healthy and he's younger. So, but no, I am worried about a couple people on the infamous list. So, of all the stories, and God knows there were, as usual, a ton of them, what were your favorites?
Okay. Well, unfortunately, there was this one I just came across where this mother wanted to stop this bully that was, and so she poisoned him.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm like thinking, okay, she must have watched too much of Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan.
Something like that. Well, I don't know if you sent me this, but I gotta cut to it right now because I don't want to not mention it. Today, in the busiest part of the Amtrak line in Manhattan, an escaped bull. Can you even imagine?
That one, it might have been one of those links because I was like sending a bunch of them and it kept cutting off.
Oh, I understand. Yes, but when you see a sign at the Amtrak station or at Penn Station and it says "Loose bull at Newark Penn Station snarls train service," oh man. So we'll talk about. He's a beautiful bull, by the way. What beautiful horns! But we'll pick it up there next week along with more of your stories. And thank you, James. All right. So
we could say the Wall Street. Yeah, Wall Street got a chance to see a real life incarnation of their famous statue.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, the bulls are here. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, he'll be taken to an animal sanctuary, not Wall Street the bull. And on that note, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, yes, thanks to Dennis. Thanks to James. And thanks to James for all those million stories. And thanks to Carol for all the wonderful show prep and the beautiful picture of the bull. So that's a wrap. Until another abbreviated show on Monday. Replay tomorrow night of something right here on WGN Radio.